Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. This is Marianne, and I'm going to be hosting tonight. Carrie's off tonight. I think she's at a water park somewhere.
Oh, lucky her.
I think that's what she was doing today.
Cool.
Anna's here with me.
Hello.
So I'm going to try hosting on my Kindle for the first time, but so far everything seems to be working well. This is an experiment here. So just a little bit about. Okay, you can follow us on iTunes, and we're on Twitter at Diva Abdul and on Facebook at Diva Days. And I guess we'll be talking about this past week on the show. And this week, I'm Mama_Hooch on Twitter. And Anna, you're Ozzy?
At Cozzy Hooch.
Yeah. And I'm at Mama_Hooch. And also follow Amy and Bob Hapka at Amy Hapka and at Bob Hapka. And we are a bit, well, I dare them to call in if they're listening, but I don't know. Or
that would
be double
awesome
dog dare you or triple dog dare you.
Yeah.
So,
and
you
can
also
find
follow
the Diva of Duel.
Yeah, and the Diva of Duel. Yeah. And follow at Lauren Coslow and at Collide Fans. So how was
tell them? At KALYDE mm-hmm. fans, if you like the idea of possibly Clyde and Kate getting together. They look fun mm-hmm. so far. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, and also two other favorites of mine, at Teo Penglis and at Guilt Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. So there you go.
Guilt Trip, yeah. Guilt Trip USA, right?
Yeah, Kill Trip USA. Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's such a cute play on words since he's Scottish.
Huh?
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
That's a good one for
very
him,
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Rose with a Briar. She's not here tonight.
Rose with a Briar and Diva of Duel.
Check out Rose with a Briar and Diva of Duel on Twitter as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, on Facebook.
And speaking of... Yeah, Diva of Duel, and it's Diva Days at Facebook and Diva of Duel on Twitter, and she live tweets when she can every
mm-hmm.
so often. We're just all busy here with our busy lives,
yep.
So
yep.
we try to squeeze the show in on Saturday and some interviews now and then. We have an interview coming up, but this has to be rescheduled, but
yep.
So we'll have an exciting interview coming up, so we'll
yes.
give help when I can. Very excited about that. Yeah, so we just got to get the right day and we'll make it work. So, and then speaking of Ian, there, I don't know if you saw it or heard it, but there was an Ian shout out on Friday. Did you hear it?
I just caught that. I was
from
just trying to catch up on the show for the
yeah.
week, and
uh-huh.
I was shocked that EJ mentioned when Kate had the affair with Ian. I was like, wow.
Right.
And he said, how'd that work out for you? And she said something like, not so bad, or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yeah, EJ, yeah.
That was funny.
He said about Ian, he said, yeah, when you had the, you know, with his, you know, was warning her about being careful, you know, this is going to backfire on her and Stefano's uh-huh. going to come after her. And he said about the, you know, the affair you had with Ian. And that was all. That was all that was said. But I'm thinking, oh. And I tweeted something to Ian. I said, oh, a shout out. I said, just wondering. And I had a little smiley face. So I was like,
oh, that was good.
You know what?
Yeah.
They're not using him on jail,
well,
huh?
Considering they're not using him on GH lately, it seems like.
Right.
It's very frustrating.
And it seemed like, you know, they weren't using him and wanted to get on days, and he came to GH. And so, you know, he can come back and forth. You know, we'll take him either way. But
between Port Charles and Salem are really pretty close, probably just down the 405 from each
other. Seems like these ones go back and forth because now we have, you know, Teo Penglis was on, on Days and then, well, General Hospital, then Days,
mm-hmm.
then General Hospital.
Eileen Davidson's back and forth, yeah.
He's back there, she's back and forth, so yeah. Yeah, why
not? We're all on the West Coast now. It's kind of nice because we have a nice pool of actors to choose from that can do that, fan favorites and stuff. But yeah, that would actually be really fun to see Ian McAllister come back. You know, Ian Buchanan as Ian McAllister.
I wouldn't mind them going back and exploring that he was a Dimera.
Well, yeah, I mean
they could even rewrite that back in.
They had such a good idea going, and it just got sabotaged, and so it's a shame. But of course, DNA fans were happy to have Ian back on the.
Oh yeah, we
stage.
Like it. I love him too, but you know,
but it's just frustrating when they don't have him on very much.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's good to have Duke and be a Duke fan, but if he's not on. You know, we want to see him on screen. So hopefully,
It's kind of frustrating. It's like, well, gee, shouldn't Anna be getting hungry about now? Because it seems like for the last 4 months, the only time they have Duke come on is to bring her coffee or dinner, late night takeout or lunch or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, of course, I love seeing his gorgeous face and his sparkling eyes. But, you know, it's just frustrating because Duke could do so much more. So,
Dan, I don't even know if he's working for Sunny anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's working for Sunny anymore or not.
Hopefully something will be coming up for him.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, we love seeing him. I haven't had a peeling in a while. We need to definitely see him. And him and Anna together.
Oh, those were the good old days back with the Chiantini. Is that what it was?
Chiantinis, yes. Oh, dirty Chiantinis.
Oh, yeah. He was bad. He was bad on Twitter back in the day.
He's very naughty.
I don't know.
Naughty with us.
Yeah, he's very naughty.
I think everybody had to start behaving a little more on Twitter. I think a few actors got a little bit too much trouble, and so they probably everybody had to start behaving
But our two guys were just harmless fun. You know, we were just with harmless fun. Yeah.
They're fun to flirt with. They're fun guys to flirt with.
They are.
Play with.
Yeah.
Both very witty in their own ways, and Ian and Teo.
Oh, yes. And very naughty.
Both very, very playful, very witty. So the girls miss that. But we still get some of it. It's just not as often. But let's see.
So did you want to talk about Kate?
I saw most of the week. I did miss the last part of Friday, missed parts of Thursday. But let's see, Kate was just on Thursday and Friday. Thursday she made the rounds, so to speak, and I don't mean that in a naughty way, although it could be interesting that way. We had several Rate scenes, so for all of us Rate fans, Rafe and Kate had some good scenes together. There was even a hand-holding and a hug, which was awfully nice for us to as great fans. And then, what I love about the scenes with Rafe and Kate and the scenes with Clyde and I think it was Abigail is that they're both so manipulative, it cracks me up. I mean, they're both so equally in that department that I can hardly wait. I hope they really do get together at some point because they both are, like, so good at what they do, you know. They're both, like Kate's sitting there going, well, I hope it wasn't anything that I did that caused Jordan not to want to be with you. And if there's anything I can do, and, you know, she's trying to, and Rafe's kind of feeling her out because he's like, you know, oh really, we're just friends. He says, you risked your life to get revenge on Stefano on my behalf.
Right.
So are you sure just friendship? And she goes, oh, I do it for any of my friends. And of course, the next line I was expecting to come out of Rafe's mouth was, I'm your only friend, but you know that didn't happen. But
it seems like Rafe doesn't have the same feelings as Kate does. Are you getting that?
Yeah, well, that's how they're playing it.
Yeah, that's how they're playing it,
which irritates the heck out of me, of course, because
Rafe and Kate were really hot together.
Yeah, so they used to write them that he was just totally like supportive of her, and he validated her all the time, and. You know, it was just so positive for her. That's why I liked them together. It was because he's a very positive influence for her, a very positive, supportive person. And usually she gets, you know, figuratively or literally beat up by the person she's with. So it was kind of nice to have somebody who really saw the good in her, you know. So I really enjoyed that. Of course, they were also hot and sexy and all that good stuff. But now they're playing it to where, oh, he's in love with Jordan. And I still don't see what he's in love with on that end. But anyway. And I don't think most other people do either. But she's just playing it down, downplaying her own feelings, because of course she's plotted this whole thing, and it's all starting to like fall into place as far as, you know, whether it ends up in, where she wants it, I don't know, but it's fallen into place as far as her plan was concerned, which was to get Rafe to see the real Jordan and pull them apart, you know. So, and then of course by sleeping with him, she was hoping that would cause a breakup as well. So,
which
of course,
it did.
She's behind all this, and Rafe, I don't know, he might have seen a little bit of that.
He's
but
too stupid
he's still,
and
he still does, yeah, he still doesn't get it. He still doesn't get
no.
it. Yeah, I mean, he and Brady did
Clyde
come
knows
from,
what she did. He knows.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. And what's so,
so
hilarious is Clyde is totally on to her. And I love
yeah.
that because it's like they're both meeting, they both are meeting someone that, you know, you like that saying, you can't kid a kidder, you know?
Yeah,
or,
they're both
you know,
the same.
You can't
yeah.
put, you know, it's
one
like these
yeah.
two are so similar in so many ways. And the way they go about it, and the way they play nice when they're really not nice underneath it all, it's really fun to watch that. And so I can hardly wait till they actually have more scenes together, and I hope they have more scenes together and that they, you know, start seeing the light with each other. But anyway, so of course Kate still has a thing for Rafe, and at least they're not playing it that she's. Remember what the horrible story they did with her when she was trying to kill Chloe because she was so devastated about Daniel or whatever? I'm
yeah,
so glad
yeah.
they're not making her psycho over this, you know? I mean, she has gone to some lengths to extricate
right,
Jordan from this picture, but you know, she did that out of genuine caring for him and, you know, and also not and also being very suspicious of what Jordan was about and who she really was. And she had good reason for that because she was playing using an alias. So I don't know, but I think it's fun to see Clyde make his way into Salem and start working his way around town. And I guess I didn't see some of the last parts of the week, but I gather that he's perhaps running some sort of illegal operation. Is that what you're sensing?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. He has this friend, Jesse, this looks like a mountain man, and he's
yeah.
doing the run from Poplar Bluffs, a run.
Yeah,
that's
they must
says,
be.
Doing the Poplar. I'm thinking maybe a drug run or weapons run or something.
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah,
thinking
they must
there's
be
some
running
kind
something.
Of. But then he said something to this Jesse, something about Kate, something that she has connections.
Oh,
you know, going to watch
okay.
out for Kay because she has connections. Then I'm wonder if somehow he's, I don't know, who knows, maybe is Stefano behind him or is he in the coots
oh.
with Stefano? I don't know, but she.
Oh.
It sounds like he wants to use her because she has connections. So I don't know. So, well, I don't know where that's all going or, yeah, and I'm thinking,
oh,
do you think
Jen in the chat room says maybe they're running moonshine.
Moonshine. Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
That was a good one.
yeah. Yeah.
What were you saying? What were you saying?
I guess. Oh, I forget what I was going to say.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't know why he, you know, wants Kate. You know, is he going to get her involved or somehow? I don't know why he
uh-huh.
said that she had connections.
Yeah.
So. I guess we'll just have
uh-huh.
to wait and see. Oh,
yeah.
I know what I was going to say. The background with Ben and Jordan, I'm wondering if somehow he got them involved in the business or whatever was illegal
oh,
going on or
yeah.
forced them to
uh-huh.
work in it or something.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he was abusive. Now, this whole line that he's giving Abigail that
yeah.
he that he's changed and he's,
yeah.
I don't believe it for a minute. I mean, he's admitting that he was abusive, and he understands why they went away, and like you know, and Abigail's so gullible; she still hasn't learned.
I know.
You know, after all she went through with EJ and all that, he's thinking like, "Wait,
uh-huh.
step back, Abigail." Think, but yeah, so I don't know what that whole backstory is. I think it's more than just him being abusive to Ben and Jordan.
And of course, what he's setting up is for her to make Ben see him in a new light, even though. You know,
and he's using Abigail to try to do that.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And, you know, of course, he's doing the same sneaky thing on her that Kate's doing on Rafe. So I just think it's funny that they juxtapose those scenes next to each other. It's just, it's kind of, I was kind of getting a kick out of that because I thought, oh, this is so funny. They are so good at working other people. I can hardly wait to see them work each other. And they kind of are. Clyde's getting under her skin right now. I mean, he knows, like, this one, she says, oh, I don't think, she said again this time, oh, Jordan never needs to know about that and all. And he's like, yeah, I gathered that the first time. You know, like, he is already on to her. He's needling her. He's, like, playing with her, you know.
Yeah,
and
he knows that she was out to hurt
he's kind
Jordan.
Of trying, he's kind of knows he has the upper hand there, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's going to use it. So I love that. I love that they're playing, you know, that they're both, I mean, I hope that they actually develop a relationship and stuff, but I think it's funny to watch them kind of playing other people, and then what are they going to do when they're together kind of thing. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Right.
So.
And I know, like, anyway. The scene with Rafe, and then EJ came in, and he saw Rafe in there drinking, you know, because he had that argument with Jordan, and that's the thing. Jordan just can't get past, won't forgive him for the one mistake, you know, whatever. And so EJ comes in, and
yeah,
they're
none
both
of us,
drinking
none
together.
Of us care. Notice how none of us care what Jordan thinks.
Yeah. So, and then EJ, he's thinking, did he break up with Jordan because he heard that Sammy was available now, or that because Sammy broke up with EJ? Is that the reason? Like, EJ's thinking, does he want Sammy back?
And
really, he's like looking at EJ. But they kind of have the same thing in common, because what they did was they both cheated with another woman, and now they don't have the woman that they love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he says, well, for once, you know, we're you know, they're two of a kind there now, those two.
Uh-huh.
So they kind of had a drink together, which I thought was funny because, you know, they can't stand each other, but I thought that was fun. Yeah. So that was a
and
good
where
scene.
And where is Lucas? Lucas needs to walk in and shove it in both of their faces somehow. Lucas needs come in and be like, you know, the I told you so guy, or the, I don't know, he needs to come into this and sit back and enjoy what's happening with both Rafe and EJ, I think.
EJ, yeah. Yeah. Thought, yeah, I don't know where Lucas is.
I know Jen would like that idea. But Lucas hasn't been around for a while, and I miss him. Oh, it was funny. When I was driving on this road trip this week, I saw there was an exit for a Wilson, like, you know, Will and Sonny. And right under it said Lucas. So Wilson Lucas. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Wilson Lucas, yeah.
Of course, weird. But anyway. So, so then Kate had several scenes with EJ as well. And,
Those were good.
So whatever love those two had is gone. Because, you know, she's just he's trying to get under her skin to let her know that, you know, I'm really worried about you and Sammy. You know, Stefano doesn't take this stuff lightly. And, you know, she's like, what, do you think he's going to put a hit out on me? She goes, I'm not worried. I can handle Stefano. She's funny.
Yeah, and he says, are you sure about that, you know?
Yeah, he's like, I'm glad to be rid of the crusty old man, or whatever she said. But anyway, then, and she says, I know him better than you, you know, and stuff. So she feels like she's got that situation under control. But so she and EJ had some conversations, and then
EJ was kind of like trying to warn her about these companies that Stefano has. He has these secret guys and secret people that she doesn't know of, that they don't know about, that no one knows about, the way he was saying.
Yeah,
and you have to watch that they could come after. And actually, he's kind of like one of them, because then he buy into the, or he's helping Victor with these companies, which I don't think Kate and Sammy know that now EJ's involved with these companies that they sold Victor to.
You don't think Victor told Kate about that? I don't know.
About hiring EJ? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It never showed him
angle.
Telling Victor. Yeah, it showed him asking EJ, but it's never shown that Kate knows.
Well, so it makes me wonder if Clyde is ending up – okay, so they're talking about
running
stuff. I'm
wondering if Clyde's involved.
What if it's a drug?
Right.
What if it's drugs? And then that's going to be a conflict – or else he'll get
Remember,
EJ on board.
EJ's back
him
into the dirty end of the business. He's back into the dirty end of the business for Victor or whatever this company. That's why I'm wondering if Clyde's kind of involved in all that too, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, so that could be there could be some stuff going on there. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I don't know, but I just really love James Reed. And oh, and James Reed is on Twitter now, the guy who plays Clyde Weston. His name is James Reed, and his Twitter account or Twitter handle is at JAMZREAD. So it's like jams with a Z, and then READ. So James Reed, kind of phonetic, you know, James Reed.
Yeah, he kind of made it a little different
Twitter,
than just his name.
So be sure to follow him on Twitter. He has a cute personality. The actor, he's cute on Twitter. And he's actually tweeting, and Deidre Hall and Lauren Coslow got him on Twitter, so he was all excited, and he got on board. So he's in his background, so he's out somewhere on the road somewhere, and there's a picture of a sign that says, "Welcome to Clyde." So he got out and took a picture, and, you know, he's pointing to it. I thought that was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so check him out. Follow him on Twitter. Support him, and I really am enjoying him as an addition to the cast. I think he was a great pick, a very interesting actor, I think. So, and It looks like from the pictures that were tweeted out that he eventually shaves his mountain man look and cleans up. So he cleans up real good, I got to say.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I know he cleans up real good. I'm just thinking back to North and South.
Yeah.
That's where I remember him from, yeah.
You know, I was just thinking tonight that I really want to go back and watch that. Like, I wonder if they have that streaming on Netflix or something.
Oh, I liked him. He was the one I liked. Yeah, everybody was Patrick Swayze. No. I liked George Hazard.
No, I liked him.
Yeah.
I liked him too. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wasn't really that big of Patrick Swayze, but yeah, I really liked him too. But I'd like to go back and watch the series because I think there were like three rounds or something,
it was a long Or was it on
an original miniseries, and they came back later and did more or something. I can't remember exactly, but I'd love to look that up on see if Netflix or somebody has that, because that would be fun to rewatch. But yeah, I just really enjoy watching him, and so check him out on Twitter, and some real cute pictures that Lauren and Deidre and he were tweeting one day in the makeup room. So check it out. So anyway, sorry, got off track there. So we were getting to learn a little bit more about Clyde and his dirty operations. So we'll see more hopefully of him. And do you want to take EJ and Sammy?
Yeah, I was going to say EJ and Sammy. No, at the beginning of the week, it started out where Johnny was all excited. He wanted to go to the water park or what, this new ride or something. Oh, and he said, "Mommy, we got to go on the ride." And she said, "Okay, we'll get going. We'll take you and Sydney." He says, "But Daddy has to come too. Remember, we all went left." You know, and EJ walks in. And he said, "Oh, that'd be good." So, you know, Johnny leaves, and Sammy right away thinks, oh, and she gets pissed and goes off on him saying that, you know, he set this all up. You know, how dare you use my son? And, of course, EJ's pleading, you know, innocent that he didn't do that. So, you know, they all have their little, you know, fights again, you know, how they go back and forth. And he's trying to convince her, you know, we had such a good thing until, you know, he says, I know Kate said something against me. And so he got her thinking again a little bit, but she's, you know, still in her hateful mode. And then, I thought it was all interesting. I guess this can all kind of all tie into it. She gets so mad at him, she said that she needs to have a restraining order. She wants him out of the house. So she says, I'm going to go get a restraining order. You know, so she has to go down to the police station. So in the meantime, Hope's down there, and she calls Jennifer, and Jennifer wants to talk to her about Abigail. So she's going to meet Hope down at the police station. Then in the meantime, we have Kristen and Daniel. Daniel's finally caught Kristen, and they're on the way to the thing. So, and at first, they were fighting, and she got the box cutter thing, and she almost got away, but he still got the better of her. So anyway, he's going to bring Kristen to the police station. So in the meantime, you have Jennifer going. Everybody has a reason to end up at the police station. Jennifer, because she's going to see Hope. Sammy, because she's going to get the restraining order. Of course, EJ's pissed and is chasing after her to stop her and convince her not to do it, so he's going to come down there. Then Nicole, Eric, and Marlena happen to be in the park, and Eric and Marlena are talking, and of course he's back from Rome, and she's asking about the priesthood. Well, Nicole comes walking by, and she has her purse, and she lays her purse down on a park bench, and this guy jogs past and grabs her purse. Eric chases after this guy, stops, you know, tackles him and brings him in. So all four of them, you know, all three of them have to go down to the police station to take this guy. So all the people that were all involved in Kristen's little scheme are all there when she walks in with Daniel. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That was funny how they all, Kristen walks in, oh, you're all here to greet me, you know, she's all happy to see me, you know, and they all turn around.
Always about her.
Always about her, yeah. And of course, EJ, I mean, right away, Sammy thinks, uh-oh, you know, EJ, you know, so she's so pissed at EJ, now he's going to turn the tables on her and, you know, defend his sister now against, and so she's all worried about that. But here it ends up, I guess he goes in and talks to Kristen, and he decides he's not going to defend Kristen, and he said that she's on her own.
Yeah.
So,
because basically
yeah.
It was because he knew about her, what she was going to do with Eric. Because, yeah, I love it how they
that
blame
started
other people
everything.
For everything. Yeah, it's all
yeah,
Kristen.
But that's actually how the thing
now, don't
started.
Get me wrong. I hate Kristen. I don't even want to see her on the TV, but on the show.
Right.
But I think it's funny how it's like it's because of you and because I covered up your lie about Eric that I'm in this place that I'm in, you know, because Sammy and I never
right.
would
Nobody
have been separated.
Right.
So I would
right.
have never gone after Abigail. It's like, you know,
true.
One of those. So it's just
yeah.
kind of funny how they all have their
if
own
he
wagon.
Have, if he would have just been straightforward with Kristen, none of any of this would have happened. That's why he had the fight with Sammy, because
uh-huh,
Sammy was
uh-huh.
pissed at him for lying to her.
And
that's why she threw him out of the
yeah.
bedroom. Right. And then that's why, yeah. All that. It's
yeah.
all.
So even
yeah,
though
that
it's
is true.
All, the, even though, I love it. It's like human nature. But even though those are all personal choices of each person,
keep it in your
it's
pants,
it's always fun
DJ.
To find a way
our
to blame
fault.
Somebody else for it.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's
so,
all we had to do.
I was actually surprised that they brought that up. I was kind of glad
man.
That I was glad that he didn't want to defend her. So good for him. Yeah.
Right, well, but also, don't you think EJ has it in the back of his mind? Ah, this is a way
of
to
course.
Get Sammy back.
Of course.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what he's doing. He's there thinking, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to pick Samantha. I like how he says that, Samantha. Samantha over. You know, his family. That's the true thing. You know, he's going to turn his back on the Damaras once again for Sammy.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
she needs to, yeah, all that he keeps pointing that out to her, all that he's
uh-huh.
given up for her. You know, of course,
uh-huh.
she was
yeah.
thinking of that until Kate kind of
oh, yeah.
convinced
well,
her and pulled
her
back.
Well, you know, she goes from
back, yeah.
0 to 60 and back to 0 pretty quickly. You know, like when
yeah.
she looks at
mm-hmm.
a picture, when she looks at something, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
She was looking at the picture, or when her kids say something like that,
yes,
you know, or
yes.
make her feel like, you know, a whole family
uh-huh.
again. So then, so she, after all this at the police department, she goes home and she's sitting on the steps. She's all dejected because she thinks she knows that EJ's going to defend Kristen. And then he comes home and she just, you know, Sammy assumes everything right away. She's there,
uh-huh.
you know. And he just lets her, he just looks at her and just lets her go on and on. And he says, no, no. And he finally explains to her that, no, he's not going to defend her. So so that was some good scenes there. But did you, anything else down you wanted to add about that whole Kristen thing? I don't know if you saw that whole thing with him
well,
on the truck, you know, leading up to all that.
Yeah, I didn't pay much attention to what was happening on the truck with the
yeah,
Daniel
it was the same old
Kristen.
Thing. Just like
I listened
each other
to some of it this week, you know, to see how it was going to end up, but I really wasn't paying all that much attention to them. Oh, I have to say though, speaking of Daniel, one of my favorite lines of the week is when she was trying to remind Teresa that hey, your original goal is the reason I hired you was to come
oh,
get Dr.
Yeah.
Dan. And then she's like, uh-huh. well, maybe you ought to go after him, you know, Anne.
Oh,
like,
yes,
I just
yes,
see her him checking you out when you dropped that pencil the other day or whatever. And she's like,
yeah.
you know, I noticed that too. He kind of gave
too.
A dirty look, but
yeah.
I think he really might have been into it. And she goes, I caught another look one time where he was, you know, you know, mm-hmm. smirking at me or something. But I think he was actually kind of thought it was hot. And then she says, but, you know, he's really not my type. I mean, that hair. Oh, he needs a haircut bad or something like that. Or the way she said it was so funny. That's what like 90% of the fans think. That Dr. Dan's hair is just a little out of control, you know. So I thought that was hilarious that they put that in. But you, I cracked up at that.
Anne was funny thinking, oh, she had a chance with Daniel.
Yeah. You know? Oh, I know. That was funny.
She's so full of herself.
And her. He loathes her as much as he loves
his three. I know.
But it was pretty cute. Like, it didn't take her long to get her ego buffed up like that and all. I think it's cute, though, that Jen Lilly and Meredith are good friends on the show and stuff in real life because they're so cute together with the rap that they did and everything. But it's kind of cool because they seem to get along real well outside of their, you know, characters, you know. So I think that because when we interviewed Jen Lilly and Patsy Peace a couple weeks ago, we talked about Meredith a little bit and everything. And I know she's done an interview with Carrie once, I think, before too. So she's fun. I'm glad they've kept her around. She's been a fun character to, you know, kind of root against Jen. When that popped into my head, I had to get that out when we were talking about Dr. Dan.
Yeah.
Because that cracked me up when she said that. And again, that at the end of the tail end of the fashion discussion from last week, we did say that Jen looked great last Friday, and she pretty much had
the same
entire
dress.
Week this week.
They
yeah,
all did. They all had
it looked
the same
great
clothes
on her. It really did. It was
it
a beautiful
does.
Dress. It was almost like
it fit her perfectly.
I was going to say there aren't too many times that I can actually say that Jennifer Horton is channeling a little bit of Audrey Hepburn. But there was actually a little element of Audrey Hepburn this week.
The hairstyle was very nice.
Her, she definitely, you know, the hair was great. You know, the look was great. The dress was gorgeous on her. It fit her to a T. And it did kind of remind me of the sort of 50s classic. I don't know. There was just something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she wore it well all week. Oh.
Now Sammy changed her clothes, though.
We do have to talk about Hayden. That was fun this week.
Yes, that was fun. About he asked Jennifer out.
Yeah,
he asked Jennifer out. They were discussing, you know, the pending lawsuit, and he asked her out, and then he saw Hope. Of course, they ran into each other at the hospital, which was kind of awkward. You know, and each time they had that flashback of them dancing like real slow, and then he mentions to Hope. Taking Jennifer out. And the look on Hope's face was priceless. I mean, Christian Afonso did that so well. It was like
perfect.
Shock, disappointment. I don't know, but the way she did it, I just thought
it was
great.
The perfect expression, yes.
Yes, it was the perfect, like, what the hell, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? Jennifer really, in all honesty, doesn't know there's anything going on. And why would
she?
Because Hope's still married to Bo. Yeah.
Right.
And she thinks that they don't like each other.
It was kind of awkward, and she was kind of like, didn't think he was serious at first. And then he's like, yeah, I have these tickets, and Chase has an event tonight, a sleepover, so he can't go. And then she realized, then she was acting like, oh, I'll be your beer. I thought that word coming out of Jennifer Horton's mouth was funny.
I'll be your beer,
you know?
Oh, your cover, yes, because she's really not interested in
No,
hey,
No,
but
she
for
was
her
like,
to
yeah,
say that,
you know,
I'll be your beer.
Although, I was
going
to say,
I
don't know how any woman could not be interested in Aiden, but I mean, she's definitely still... She still got it for Daniel as much as I hate Daniel, so she was like, oh, I get it, I'll be your beard, and that way all those ladies that are going to be there at the event won't be going after you or whatever, and he's like,
what do you think Aiden's angle is? Does he really like Jennifer? He's trying to make Hope jealous,
think,
I take it.
Well, I think,
trying.
Too, that he thought Hope was still out of town. And he kind of feels safe with Jennifer, I think, you know. Like, I honestly don't think he would date her just because she's a client, and I know that's kind of squirrely. Of course, on the show, people date their patients while they're still in the hospital, so what am I thinking? But anyway, but I think it really was more or less, you know, he calls it a date, but I think he looks at her as safe. Hope, on the other hand, he's scared to death of, because he
right.
has feelings for her, and
feelings
Hope has
for
feelings for him, and they don't really know what to do with them, because she's still married, and then he lost his wife.
He has baggage
still, that's
with
all
his wife,
complicated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jennifer was kind of like a safe, like, hey, you know, safe bet. She looked gorgeous that day. You know, hey, why don't you come with me, you know. And he didn't know Hope was still in town or was back in town yet. So, because I think when they ran into each other, I don't think he realized. But, yeah, he did mention
no.
that he was going out with Jennifer that night. And I, you know, yeah, it did kind of.
Yeah,
and
he's
then
making
later,
her jealous.
Yeah, and then later those scenes where, like, Hope is feeling her out, like, oh, so
I'm feeling her.
Out
oh, you're going
her.
Out with, yeah.
You know, and then, like, trying to check the barometer of where she was at with Daniel to kind of see what the
uh-huh.
temperature was with that, you know. I thought that was kind
mm-hmm.
of funny. So, yeah, so she's definitely jealous. I loved the way they wrote those scenes, you know, with the Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way they're writing that relationship. I just really love it. And I think it's the way it needed to be done, because it needs to be sensitive, because, you know, the Bo and Hope fans, they don't want to offend them, and they don't want to, you know, stomp all over Bo and Hope's history and everything. So they have taken it slow. She hasn't hopped into bed with him or anything yet or anything like that.
Right.
And, you know, I think, and then he's taking it slow because he's lost his wife, and there's probably more story behind that than we, because there have been little hints, whether they follow up on it or not, I don't know, but there have definitely been little hints of things about that story. So, you know, they're both cautious, and they have reasons to be, but you can tell they both really had a connection that night, and it scared the heck out of them. And what does Hope decide to do, like, the very next day? You know what? I'm taking Sierra to New Orleans. The place where
get away.
She and Bo had all these fond memories,
uh-huh.
you know. So it's like she kind of ran away to get away, and then she went to a place that would remind her of Bo and, of her love with Bo. And
right.
so, yeah, so now she's back from that. And I don't think he realized she was back in town, but I think he played it well because he's definitely jealous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think.
Jen
what?
Says in the chat room, she says, Jen says she likes Hope and Aiden, but she also
uh-huh.
likes anyone who keeps Jen away from Dan.
Keeps,
that's
yeah.
funny. Yeah.
I'm still not a Jennifer fan. I know they're trying to shove
that
down our throats.
I thought
but,
we were
going to
be done
know.
With them.
Yeah, I did too. So, I don't know. But, yeah, and then, oh, Brady, he finally got down to the, you know, everybody was trying to contact Brady because he's the only one that didn't make it down, although he was having bad dreams that something awful was happening, and he thought it was with his dad. But here
oh, yeah.
it probably was, his, you know. But then finally Marlena came to the house.
One correction before, since we were just talking about, Jen corrected me on the, Hope wanted to go see the dead presidents from Mount Rushmore. Sierra was the one that wanted to go to New Orleans, so that's true. She so it wasn't really Hope's idea to go to New Orleans. So
oh,
anyway,
okay.
Okay, so.
Sierra
so
was probably thinking of her dad. Yeah. Marlena and went to see, finally got came to the house to get Brady, and he went down demanding to see Kristen, but they didn't. You know, they never did let him in to see Kristen. Then we had a Roman sighting. He was there. I think, yeah, he came in. He was there for a little bit. I don't know exactly what he said or anything. You know,
yeah,
it
was he basically
for a
was
bit.
Like, son, I want to know what happened at the Vatican, but we got more important things to do right now.
Yeah, we got, yeah.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, okay, we still got the whole Eric and Nicole thing. That, you know, he still can't get past being a, you know. I guess the big thing here is because he hates Nicole so much, and can't be a priest if you have
he can't be a priest
feelings.
Because he can't have that in his heart and be
he can't have
priest.
That in his heart yeah and be a priest
yeah.
really Eric but anyway that's just like so he has to go ahead to be a priest but I mean I think that hate is like there's a fine line between hate and love so yeah he's fighting that I think
yeah.
you know so
I started wondering for a minute if they were going to push Nicole and Brady back together or something because the first place she goes is Brady's house.
Is Brady. she always they always go to each other.
Yeah.
For, you know.
Of course,
support.
I used to love Ricole.
I still do like them. I do like
them.
I do
too.
And then
I
always thought they're going to go the Eric and Jennifer route too. I always thought that was going to, you know, happen, but I don't see that. I don't know. But I definitely like Nicole and Daniel. I do like them together too. So
second time around, I did first time around.
And I think there's some real life stuff going on there too. So that's
you think?
Yeah, there's real life stuff going on. So.
Yeah, there's some real life stuff.
But you know,
going on there.
You know how you know, gone today, their day gone tomorrow. Who knows? You know how that goes.
Uh-huh.
So just like the soap.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Oh, okay. Another big thing was Will writing his article on EJ and Sammy.
Sammy, yes.
Yes, and so he wrote all this, you know, scathing stuff about his mom and stuff. And so here the twist on that was the editor or publisher took it, said anybody, when it's written about the person, they get a chance to read it. You know, if they have any comments or want to add or take anything. So here she gives the article to Sammy to read. And here Sammy sees that it's Will, and at first she's all flattered, you know. Then she goes on reads, and she's just, you know, is all upset again and goes and confronts Will. Which those were some – did you happen to see those scenes? Those were some good scenes with Will and Sammy.
No, I just saw a little bit of it. I didn't even have to go back and watch this. I didn't see it.
Those were good, more
or
less.
I saw the scenes where the lady was showing her and she was all flattered, but I didn't really get to see the ones with her and Will.
Yeah, that she comes, of course, confronting Will, and she was saying about, you know, how could she do this, and more or less he said it was his chance, and so she said, yeah, for the fame and the money, you're going to throw your mom under the bus. And he said, oh, but it was nothing but the truth. And she said all that she's done for him, and even though she made mistakes. But so it's back and forth. And it looked like Will was having a little bit of a regret there when she said that about throwing her under the bus and stuff, like, you know. He kind of maybe regretted it, but I don't know. He just was more or less telling the truth. So,
yeah.
Oh, and then she kind of threatened him. It's almost like now she got that crazy look on her face. You know how, like, she's out for revenge?
Yes.
It's almost like she's going to go after Will now, like, kind of like vengeful. Like, you're going to regret what you did. I mean, uh-oh. So watch out, Will.
Oh, boy.
Sammy's not playing nice, not even with her kid, you know, now. So I don't know. So I thought that was interesting. And then again, Adrian was over and got an inkling from – she was trying to tell Sammy – I mean, not Sammy, Will that Victor owned Titan, and Sonny was trying to, you know, get her out of the house. And finally they met up, and she said she confronted Will Sonny about it. And he said, well, yeah, he just kind of mentioned it to Victor. More or less Adrian's telling him, you know, you should just fess up and tell Will what you did, because it's eventually going to come out. So I had those
scenes. Say that again? What is that?
Like Adrian. Well, Adrian came over to see and heard about what Will, the magazine, what it was called, Trivista, I think it was Trivista. And she almost said, she says, oh, that's the one that she was going to say that Victor owns. Well, Sonny doesn't want Will to know that he helped him get the job.
Oh, that's right, because he's the one
that
set that up.
Yes, right. So he's her and his mom out. So she finally leaves and goes back to the TBD club. And then Sonny finally gets back there, and so she finally talks to Sonny by himself and said, ah, I have a bone to pick with you, you know. I want to know what's going on. And he said, he more or less admitted, Victor kind of suggested him, but he said Will still got it on his own merit. But Adrian's trying to tell him, you know, you should tell Will that Victor owns that magazine, because he's going to find out and it could cause trouble. So But other than that, I'm trying to think what else is going on with that. So I don't know what Sammy, I don't know if she's going to be plotting against Will now. So I'm still surprised what Will did. I see his point, though. You know, he's pointing out to her. you know, what he did. But, oh, and then the big ending surprise is, of course, when he wrote it with Abigail in, he didn't use Abigail's name.
Oh, that's
it
right.
It was just a girl. So
yeah, and there's a scene where Fanny and Abigail are talking. She's like, well, at least it's just my friends and family that know about this. And he's
right.
Sitting there,
well,
thinking, oh,
yeah, well. Yeah, well, the publisher said to Sammy, whatever you need, if you want to make any changes.
Oh.
So then you see the publisher calling the editor and said, the only thing that we're going to do and change is where that girl's name is. We're going to use her real name, Abigail Devereaux.
Oh, my gosh.
So there, yeah.
Great.
But she said, well, yes, I'll call the writer. We'll call the writer later and tell him. We need to change that now. So it's probably going to come out without Will knowing. Yes. So now Abby's going to be hurt. So it's going to turn the table on Will. Yes. Because that's what Sonny was, you know, concerned about too. Because here was Will's whole reason for doing that was because of what happened to Abigail. And
right.
Now he's hurting Abigail just as much or maybe more.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh. That's a good
Well, that's why Sammy did it. Well, that's what, yeah, of course you knew Sammy was going to do that. But I don't think Will realized it. That's the thing, don't they? They must not have told Will. Did Will know that his mom was allowed to make any changes? I don't think so.
I doubt it.
You know,
I
or that she was even going to read it, you know. I'm so
no,
sure.
No, he had no idea. No, he's.
No, he had no idea. So that was kind of the interesting ending twist on Friday. So. I don't know. I'm trying to know what else was going on. Teresa and John, you know, she's still feeling guilty about John and, you know, breaking up with Brady.
But not guilty enough.
She's still annoying. No, she's still annoying. I still can't stand her, but.
Well, and she saw her sister sniffing around Daniel and got all freaked out about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was going on with EJJ and Paige? I guess the same old. I don't think anything.
Well,
Paige
called Stanford, said she's going to have to go next year instead of this year.
Yeah.
They're going to save her spot for next year.
Yeah, and of course,
JJ
he's not too
happy
about that. Yeah, that's probably the next thing, I'm sure. Although I'd like with this romance, I'd like them just to like take it slow, kind of like Bo and Hope did back in the day. Yeah, let them show kids today, you know, kids right away. I mean, God, it's 13 and 14 they're having, you know, geez. Uh-huh. Like, and these are young.
I'm hoping
I take
that
it that
too.
Paige hasn't had, you know, it seems like she, you know, she's just out of high school and, yeah. So, just starting college, so we'll see.
And JJ seems like he's genuinely changed because,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's like, I don't even want to go to those parties and stuff. Because Rory was like,
oh, yeah, Rory
you
was
girl
on.
You want. Whatever you want, you can find
party,
there
man.
And everything. He's like, I don't want anything
like
to age.
Yeah. You're no fun anymore, dude. But I like Rory, too, you know.
I do, too.
He hasn't been on. He hasn't been on for a while either.
Yeah, and I do like, you know, if they have, like, the younger crowd, I do like him. I think he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
Marlena.
Yeah, Marlena kept asking John to squeeze her hand. Did he ever squeeze her hand?
No, he didn't squeeze her hand. She left the room, and his eye twitched.
Oh.
His eye kind of, yeah, like he moved his eye, but she didn't see it.
Did he squint? No pun intended.
No, he didn't do the John squint. I don't think, I don't know, no.
That was mean.
You know, John Black is not, he's in there somewhere.
I keep saying Stefano's got his 2008 brain on a disc somewhere or backup.
Maybe he'll wake up as new John. That's what I'm thinking.
I wish that would be fun.
Yeah.
I miss new
John.
I can't really stand old John, but I miss new John from that era. I'm trying to think again.
I don't know what. Oh, and Kristen called Stefano.
Jen was cracking me up in the chat room. She was saying earlier we were talking about fashion. She was saying how she couldn't stand Will's shirt, and I said, "Yeah, me either."
Oh,
and then
yeah.
We were talking about Sammy and getting revenge on Will and everything. She said, "I'd like her to start by burning his shirt."
Yeah.
She's also all for new John as well.
Yeah.
I remember we used to call him, like, because he was also the pawn. Remember?
The pawn.
I think back when we were on the Sony boards, we'd call him N-U and then J-A-W-N. I was like, remember that, New John?
Yes, New John.
Because he was
yeah.
the pawn. But he was also John. Yeah, it was N-U.
Yeah.
I love that. Man, Drake was awesome when he came back as New John. That was so good.
And
he was so
good as John back in the day, like when he was Rome. They thought he was Roman. The whole John of Marlena thing was just, I just love John of Marlena back in the day, back in when he came in, she took the bandage off.
At one point
off.
I did
oh,
too, but yeah, handsome.
Yeah, I mean, they were just so good. But just something changed along the way.
Marlena
changed, John changed.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Was the writing?
Boring,
or I don't know.
Maybe it's the actors.
I don't know.
Maybe they just really
and
don't like each other. Huh?
Well, that's what I heard, too. There's problems there, too. There was and there wasn't, so.
Not sure, but there's not, I don't see the magic anymore, let's put it that way. But then again, really all they've had John do in the last several months is be an instigator and irritate Brady. So, you know, it's like, but, you know, I'm glad Brady finally realized, oh, wait, that's what my dad was doing this whole time. He knew Kristen was bad for me. It wasn't that he wanted her for himself. He was trying to protect me from her. Duh, Brady. You know, it's like, hello.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jen said in the chat room, she loved John and Diana. I wasn't watching during that era. I was watching the 80s, and then I came back in the mid-2000s, so I did not see John and Diana together, so.
I vaguely remember them a little bit. I don't know how long they were even together. That was Jeannie Francis.
Was that Jeannie Francis?
That was
Jeannie
Francis. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And then there was Isabella, too, right?
Yeah, well, Isabella I remember. I liked Isabella, him and Isabella.
Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't watch during the era that
Diana
was on.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
It looks like we have a caller. Do we bring a caller on for a little bit?
For a little bit.
I can try.
About,
I'm gonna try.
Yeah, maybe let's try to wrap
up.
Yeah,
because we're not
going to
go too long.
Okay.
Yeah, much longer.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not sure who it is. It's 501. I don't know if it's... Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is
Jenna. Hey. Jenna, okay. I wasn't sure the area code. I'm the dashboard now. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, another fabulous week.
What was your favorite part?
Yeah,
well,
did we miss anything?
Well, I cannot say enough about Allison Sweeney and Lauren Coslow. Those girls are absolutely awesome. And
yes,
oh
they are.
My God, and I try to remind myself of the old Marlena because there were times where I would go back on YouTube and I would look at Marlena and the Stefano thing, and I remember when our other friend was writing the show, I can't think of her name right now. You girls are gonna have to help me.
When what?
One of the girls who was writing the show back in the 80s. I'm trying to remember her name.
Sherry.
Yes.
Sherry Anderson.
Sherry,
Yeah.
Yes, there was a wonderful scene where Marlena goes to this rooftop at this party, and she shoots Stefano, and she says, you know, you're done with your taking. And he said, you know, you take one more step and I will shoot you where you stand. And so she shoots him. And I just, you know, I was like, wow, you know, a lot of Sammy's behavior, I love it. Reminds me of the old Marlena. You know, Marlena's she's a lot more mellowed out now, but
yeah.
Sammy, I mean, she came with this vocabulary. She was telling the Devereaux and the Hortons, since you tell them that that's not how I roll. I live in the real world. I'm like, yes, honey, yes, yes. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, where is this coming from? I'm like, oh, my God. They could have not written her any better. They're giving her one hell of a send-off.
Oh, they are.
With this.
Yeah.
With this,
she's going to go out with
the bang. And, you know, I kind of wonder now how this is gonna tie into Kristen, and then you have Teresa and Eve. You know, I kind of wonder if there's gonna be like a little battle between those four women, because their characters are so strong as far as being villainous. So I'm kind of interested to see if they will cross paths, because now, you know, Kristen's in town and she blatantly told EJ, I mean, she didn't threaten him, she made promises. She said, you know, individuals that have crossed me have lived horrible lives. So if you think your life is a mess now, I will show you what hell is like. I will destroy you, EJ. I'm like, what? I said, oh, my God. So, yeah. So I'm really eager to see how that all folds out. And how about karma for Will? The editor goes back and says, you know, this anonymous source, let it be known that it's Abigail Devereaux's name needs to be in those areas. I'm like, what? I'm like, wow. I said, so now his own doing is going to come back to bite him. All hell is going to break loose this week. All hell is going to break loose this upcoming week. Zoe.
What I thought about with this twist that Sammy pulled on that is, you know, it's kind of like when EJ would try to pull a Stefano on Stefano, and Steph would be like, dude, you got to know better. I've got a few more years on you, you know? It was almost like that with Sammy and Will. She was still one step ahead of him.
Oh,
you were going to do this. You were totally going to do this. But, honey, I've been around a few more years than you, and I'm going to one-up you just a little bit, you know? It's like, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but she's the older apple, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, although it was not in any of the scenes, but, you know, that's what you would like to think what would happen. So it's like, even with her going and talking to Will or vice versa, it was like that had happened before. When she had, you know, when she and Zoe, the editor, when they were together, and then it's kind of like, okay, oh, so he's going to do this, okay, so make sure Abby Devereaux name is in there. So you know, although we don't know that right now, like you said, it's left up to the viewer's imagination. Absolutely, I mean, it's just wonderful. I mean, hell, I even like Zoe now. I mean, she's only been there like just like that episode, but I'm like, wow. I mean, these chicks are rocking and rolling. I mean, I just like, I'm so blown away, and I love the fact that Hope is jealous of the fact that Aiden is going out with Jennifer. It's so wonderful. I think that's pretty hot, because that's just going to pull them closer together. So I'm looking forward to seeing some very steamy scenes with that. And James Reed, oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. I hope he's not connected to Stefano. I really hope not. Because I'm trying to make a connection between him and EJ, because Victor offered EJ a job as far as the different companies and things, and here EJ is talking to this shady character, so to speak, and he's like, okay, you know how to raise our profits and stuff, X, Y, and Z, and so and now it's like everybody is entwined with the other person, you know, and all the stories are different, but yet they're intertwined, and so that's going to be really interesting, and especially with Rave and the way. Did y'all see the way James looked at Rave this week
when he was talking to Rave?
Yeah, but it was much more so as if he may do something to Rave. You know, I don't, you know, he's slick. He's real slick. So it's almost like, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to get my hands dirty, but, you know, it's that type of thing. It's really interesting because he's invested into those kids or to his children for, you know, for something. So, that's interesting to watch. He's a great actor. He is a wonderful actor.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
Yes.
I'm thinking somehow he's going to get killed. And I'm wondering if it's because of Kristen and, you know, Kristen's going to put a hit out on him. But I'm thinking that's how it's going to end for him. And that's
kind of an
EJ?
Thing.
EJ.
So
you think EJ?
Yeah,
EJ. Yeah. I mean, that's what I've been hearing, rumors that he's supposed to be killed. But I'm thinking he's really not dead. That's kind of what I'm going to think somehow.
Who, EJ?
I'm hoping that that's what it is, and we see towards the end that Sammy and EJ, you know, maybe they think that EJ's a lot, you know, but then we're going to see that, you know, him and Sammy are back together somehow.
Or, and maybe that's one of those moments where EJ
they
and Sammy, they actually have been working together all along.
Could be, you know, you never know how they're going to do that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But it's been a great show. It really has. It's really been a great show. I love the fact that they have rewritten Daniel a little bit. You notice he's not. They've actually shown him to be a lot smarter. Smarter. You know, to get one up on Kristen and all this other stuff. So I really like that aspect of it. Jennifer's outfits, she does not look horrible. She didn't look horrible this week.
Now we're saying how good she looked. We thought she looked really good.
I think that has a lot to do with all the behind-the-scenes changes. They brought back some of the makeup and costumers back from the glory days, from like early 2000s, and then some more makeup people and costume people from the early 90s. So,
wasn't that Lauren's husband doing the makeup? I think.
It's been a great week.
Yeah.
It's been a great week this week.
Yep.
We'll have
to see what happens next week.
Yeah. Don't miss a day's moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling us.
Day's
meeting. Always love hearing the Kenneth perspective.
It's been wonderful.
How
have y'all been?
We're doing okay. I'm tired.
Working hard.
I had a very long road trip this week.
We both did. Long day at work, though.
Well, I'm praying for all you guys. It's been a rough week for me over here. So, it's been real rough. So, I'm praying for y'all. Just Y'all send me some good energy. So.
Oh, well, I hope you
get
better. I know you got your surgery coming up soon, so we're thinking of you.
Take care.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Okay.
Look forward to doing it next week. Love you guys.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And, Jim, thanks. Thanks for all your input in the chat room as well, Jim. Thanks for holding down the fort there. And I think we covered it all pretty well.
Yeah, I think we did too. This doesn't
right.
look like any other caller,
well,
so we'll have to see what happens next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Yeah. And then we should have an announcement soon about our next interview. So stay tuned for that.
A few days.
All right.
Figure it out. Okay.
Have a good week, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.